Happy 2018, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And before we can look into the future, I think it's important to reflect on the past, to talk about our wins, our losses, and to see if we can learn anything so we can become better people going forward. So for 2017, it was a tough year, I gotta admit, but it was also the best year of my life simply because our son was born. And I can't tell you guys how amazing it is unless you experience it yourself. And I was probably like a worrywart, just worried sick all the time up until that one evening because I was just not in control. And when you're not in control, everything is left up to the gods. And I'm just so thankful and we feel so blessed to have him in our lives. But despite all my preparation, I still highly underestimated how difficult it would be to work 15-hour days for months on end. You know, I used to work in banking where 15-hour days were normal. I would get in like 5:30 a.m., leave at 8 p.m., check my BlackBerry at the time until midnight, and just keep on going. But even in banking, we got at least one day off a week. And further, nobody works every single minute while they're at work, right? You're like in the water cooler, talking, whatever. You go out for a bathroom break, or some people go for a smoke break, or you take clients out. It's not that bad. But with parenthood, you know, one look away could spell disaster. Your baby could hit his or her head on the floor or just slip or fall. So it's just a constant focus that is really, really tough. So constant sleep deprivation really killed my mood, gotta be honest. No longer did I have that desire or creativity to spend several hours writing a post. I don't know about you guys, but it takes a lot of work. And I really took that creativity for granted. And no longer did I have the patience to deal with annoying people. In the past, I was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever, you're kind of annoying, but I'll deal with you. But now it's like, you know, shoo off. I don't want to deal with you at all. You're rude, bug off. And, you know, yet we had to forge on like all newborn parents do to make sure our baby was properly cared for. So if it wasn't for my wife, we wouldn't have a precious son. And if it wasn't for my wife, there would be no Financial Samurai in its existing form because she started taking over the entire night after he was 3 months old. You know, I was right there, neck and neck, being there all throughout the night as he woke up every 30 minutes to 2 hours. But after the third month, I just couldn't hack it anymore because I still had to write and work. And so I thank goodness every single day that she's there for me. And I just want to thank her for everything she's done. And I want to apologize for all the times I was unpleasant. I never got angry, but I was unpleasant, irritable, you know, just not as patient as I wanted to be. And she's the best. So she deserves the best partner anybody could ever ask for. So I promise I'll do better. I promise, promise, going forward. When I review my 2017 post with the theme Always Be Grinding, I kind of laugh because I just had no idea what I was getting myself into. You know, when you're waking up at 6 a.m. and you're working for a couple hours and then you've got to take care of a baby for several hours and then you just keep on going until about 10 p.m., it is tough. It is really tough. And I'm surprised how enthusiastic I was about 2017 because I didn't follow through with investing in risky assets in the beginning of the year. My excitement came from finally potentially getting some tax relief because I was like, you know what, in the past, like, why bother working so hard if the government is going to take more from you than you get to keep? That just made no sense. So in 2012, I was like, you know, forget that. The finance industry is no fun. I'm getting taxed out the wazoo. Let's just chill out a little bit and do my own thing. And I'm really, really glad that I did because life is much better when you're free to choose your own time. So despite my excitement for the year because of tax reform, I didn't follow through by investing in risky assets like stocks. I only invested about $41,000 in stocks in the first quarter out of $611,000 total. And I just invested $250,000 in real estate crowdfunding because I believed the red states would benefit from a Trump presidency. And actually, that is the right call because after tax policy reform for 2018, I believe that even further. But what I did do right was focus on my largest asset, which is my online business. I upped production in the first quarter before my son was born, and thankfully, we saw about a 50% rise in revenue and an even larger increase in operating profits due to the beauty of fixed costs. That is really, really one of the keys to having an online business, that operational leverage you can experience. So despite only seeing about a 16% return on my public investments versus a 19% return in the S&P 500, the online business really more than made up for that slack, and it really blew the S&P 500 performance out of the water. So if there's any lesson to be learned, that is to focus on your most valuable asset and do that long enough, and I dare say you're going to build a small fortune one day. So overall in 2017, I had 12 goals, and I won't go through them all because they're probably a little bit boring, but I just wanted to review some of the thoughts that I have that would be pertinent to you guys going forward. So the first goal was to focus on growth by broadening the audience. I've received plenty of feedback that I need to write more for the mass market, more for the folks in the Midwest or wherever, not just the coastal city expensive markets. And I understand that because half the population lives in the coastal cities and half the population lives in non-coastal cities. And it's frustrating actually, because even though my advice holds true whether you have $1 million to invest or 10,000 to invest, readers have just told me they can't wrap their head around these larger numbers. So I failed on this goal. I tried my best to write more about budgeting and savings, but I only ended up writing 5 new posts on this topic out of 175. And a couple of the posts don't even count. One is Stop Frugality from Leading to Lifestyle Deflation, which really talks about spending more money so your lifestyle doesn't go down. And the other was kind of making fun of the millennial avocado toast analysis, which is a fun post, but it's not really about budgeting and saving. So the only post I think that can help folks is the one on housing expense guideline for financial independence, because it's important to really keep your costs, your living costs under control, and housing is generally the most expensive cost that one can experience. So I've come to realize that writing about budgeting and savings is just not me. I can't get excited about it. I don't know what else to say besides save more and spend less. Instead, I just want to talk about stories and topics that really can build your wealth, because there's only so much you can save, right? But in terms of investing and side hustling, that's the exciting part because the upside is unlimited. So despite not really broadening my demographics, traffic at least still grew by 20%, which is better than a poke in the eye. Another goal I had was to create $1 million of wealth. The goal was $500,000 in net worth increase in 2016. But I was like, well, in 2017, I'm bullish on my business, so why not shoot for the moon? And the reality is, it wasn't that difficult because 2017 was such a bull market. And when we spent like 20 years accumulating and saving and, you know, doing proper asset allocation, you know, it's just weird. Like, I was wrong. The first million is not the easiest. It's like the fifth or the 10th million or the 100th million. That's the easiest in a bull market. So I really, really want you guys to really focus on building that financial nut as fast and as big as you can. And once you get there, properly asset allocate so you can sleep well at night with this large number and let the market take over. I mean, the market is just crazy because of the growth and also because of the expansion of valuation multiples. You know, for example, maybe during the financial crisis, like an online business might only sell for 3x operating profits. But now it's a bull market and you see all these comps. Now they're trading for, let's say, 8x, 10x. So not only do you grow your business through the cash flow and the revenue and the operating profits, but the value of your business goes up because the valuation multiple goes up as well. So that is next generation wealth. So if you guys can focus on building equity in a business and growing that business in a bull market, that is how you're really going to kill it going forward. Another goal I had was to scare myself out of my comfort zone. You know, I've been pretty chill for a long, long time now. You know, after you just sever yourself from a day job, you know, what else is there to fear, right? So I've been out of a day job for almost 6 years now. I've written 1,300 posts on Financial Samurai, and I know with pretty decent confidence that if I write another 152 posts every single year, I'll be able to grow traffic and revenue by at least 10% if I do nothing else. So this was the year that I finally said, you know what, I'm going to figure out this iTunes podcast audio channel thing and just go for it. Because frankly, I'm not comfortable speaking. I don't have an audience that I practice in front of all the time. I'm not the CEO of a big company where I've got to give quarterly addresses. None of that, right? I'm just a guy who is trying to take care of his family and who spends most of his time at home because I work from home. So this is my attempt to scare myself out of my comfort zone, and I want you guys to think about something you've been thinking about and just go for it. Nobody expects you to be any good in the beginning. I know I'm not that good at this audio version or podcasting, but I know that, hey, after 50 more episodes, I'm gonna get better. How can I not get better if I'm spending so much time on this? And my final goal was to really make a difference in 12 people's lives. I use 12, I think, because I just wanted to make a difference in one person's life every single month. And I measure that by basically the amount of emails and comments I get from readers who say, "Hey, Financial Samurai, this article has helped improve their life for the better." You know, some people have said an article has allowed them to quit a job that they really hated. Other people have talked about, you know, taking the leap of faith into entrepreneurship or starting a family. So it's really wide and varied. And I received over 70 emails and comments that had really positive feedback. And that was great. And that's really the motivation of why I continue to write so much and why I'm trying to do this podcast as well to reach a new audience. I also spent 3 months coaching high school tennis. And this was like a really great experience. I've always wanted to be a teacher, but I don't think I had the patience and the credentials to become a certified teacher. So I think coaching was the next best thing. And it was awesome. The best moment was when a senior who had basically a reputation for choking big matches won a big rubber match in front of his mom. And I was right there just coaching him every single step of the way. And he ran and gave me a big hug afterwards. And that was just unbelievable. And then finally, I became a foster kid mentor. It took about 8 hours of training and testing, which is probably one of the reasons why more people don't do this. But it's really important because these are kids who, through no fault of their own, have found themselves in a bad situation. And I've seen my foster kid 5 times now. And the last visit was on, I think, December 28th. And it was just so cool. We rode bikes, and I taught him how to ride his bike with no hands. And he was just screaming, yelling, hooting, and hollering. It was just so awesome. And it was just a priceless, priceless feeling and experience. And I can't show you much of the details, but I know he wants to be a YouTube gamer, which is pretty cool because he knows that creating content is much better than consuming content all day long. So I really want to thank you guys for reading, sharing, and listening to all my work. It took a lot of energy, so much that I pretty much burnt out. And this is where I really messed up because I didn't maximize the purpose of having a lifestyle business, which is to provide for a better life. Instead, I was just so focused about producing content to protect our future so that we didn't have to go back to work, so we could spend as much time as possible being stay-at-home parents. And I took that too far. But overall, it was a great year, and I learned a lot, and I hope I'll be a better person in the future. So for my upcoming podcasts and posts, I'm going to talk about 2018 goals and also 2018 outlook on what to expect in the economy and the stock market and on Financial Samurai. So I'd love to hear how your 2017 was and what were your hits and misses. Thanks so much, everybody.